Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for the Travis Thomas Show on Boston Sports Original. W-E-E-I.
Yes. It feels so good to be back on the airwaves with you all. I'll be your pilot, flying you all the way up to coverage for the Red Sox game today in the Dominican Republic. By the way, I've been to DR. It is awesome. I love the people there. It's such a beautiful country. I mean, listen, I wish I was there now for the game today. Some sunshine, some beaches. Some of that marijuana. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. Not to be confused with marijuana, which I can get down the street legally at any dispensary here in the fine Commonwealth of Massachusetts. No, marijuana, baby. Everyone told me when I got to the DR, they said, look, you got to try this drink called marijuana. So I asked what you would ask. What's in it? Someone in the know told me, well, it's got rum. I said, oh, rum? I love rum. It's got wine. Ah, wine. Refreshing. I love wine. Some honey. Honey? Oh, yeah, that's sweet, baby. Sign me up. Tree bark? I said, excuse me? I beg your jargon? Did you say tree bark? Yeah, tree bark. What? Hey, I took a leap of faith. Drank some of that. My life changed forever. Now I crave it. I love it. The rest of my trip there, that's all I drank. And I was wasted, brah. But I'm excited for the Sox today in the DR. And I'll talk Sox at the top of the next hour. But I want to start with the Patriots today because I thought about you all after I watched last weekend's NFL Combine. And I was thinking about how, I mean, look, the big boys didn't throw or do really anything at the combine, but that second tier of quarterbacks did, and they all did great. And I think it's likely now we're going to get six quarterbacks taken in the first round, and I don't think it's going to be particularly late either. Like we see, remember Lamar went on the back end of the first round, should have went to the Patriots, don't get me started, but I think all these guys are going to go pretty quickly. Now, J.J. McCarthy, I think, in my mind, really won the combine in terms of the quarterbacks who did participate. He really helped his stock. I mean, look, so did Michael Penix Jr., so did Bo Nix. All of them balled out there, but J.J. McCarthy really stood out. So when you add those three with the big three, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, that brings you to a total of six in the first round, if I'm right. Now, this isn't shocking. Obviously, it's a quarterback league. But my worry is that the Patriots are going to overthink this, and they're going to miss out on one of these kids. Now, let's talk the other teams that are likely going to grab one of these cats in the first round. We'll come back to the Patriots. So we know the Bears likely are going to take Caleb Williams. I get it. Everyone's saying the same thing. You can't trust the kid. He paints his nails. He cries to his mommy after a loss. Stop. I've been telling you for months now. I covered him in high school. Dude's a straight baller. He can spin it. So what? He's eccentric. Who cares? I mean, none of that stuff matters. Is he out there committing crimes? No. Is he going to be a pain in the arse? What quarterback isn't to a certain extent? He is a great football player, and I think the Bears would be stupido if they don't take him first. It looks like they are, okay? We'll figure out Justin Fields somewhere for you to go, but just take Caleb, reset your franchise, figure it all out. At least you got the right QB, in my opinion. Commanders at two. I've also been telling you, I thought from the beginning, Jaden Daniels is going to be the man there because that team needs the same thing the Patriots do. They need a playmaker. Forget the quarterback position. They need playmakers, period. Just like this team. The icing on the cake is that it's at quarterback. This kid can spin it and he can run. Now he's really skinny and tall and, you know, he looks a little frail, but look, these are NFL strength and conditioning programs here. And there's a lot of good eats in D.C. Put some weight on. You know, give the kid a steak. So I think Jaden Daniels is a play there. And remember, Cliff Kingsbury now in as the offensive coordinator. He works wonders with dual threat quarterbacks. So I think Jaden Daniels is going to be the guy there. Let's skip the Patriots for now. Let's jump down to number six, New York Giants. Now, I told you J.J. McCarthy, his stock is going crazy now after that combine. Rumors are swirling that McCarthy really impressed the Giants with his workout and his interview. It makes business sense from a Giants standpoint because, well, we'll get to McCarthy in a minute, but let's think about Daniel Jones. He sucks, right? Well, they inexplicably gave the guy a four-year, $160 contract. So let's think about this. If he sucks this season or gets hurt or both, and you have McCarthy there marinating, it makes sense, right? He gets time to learn, and then you play him. If Jones is good this year and he stays healthy and he has a decent season, because we all know he's not great, but if he has a decent season, remember, couple years ago, they made the playoffs. He was okay. They won a playoff game, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, now you could even trade Daniel Jones. You could shop him. Now McCarthy's had a full year to sit. Now you say, why would you take McCarthy at six? That seems high. Yes, it does. But it's a quarterback league. And in the Giants' case, I think it does make a lot of sense. He's got the demeanor. He's a leader. He's accurate. He is athletic. You know, this notion that a lot of these guys are statues in the pocket is not fair. McCarthy can move around. He makes good decisions. He was 27-1 with Michigan. I mean, come on. I just feel like it makes a lot of sense there, even though it could, I could see where someone could say it's a reach. Falcons at eight. Now, if the Patriots pass on Drake May, or trade down or whatevs, if Drake May is there at eight, they're taking him, the Falcons. If not, and May is off the board and McCarthy's there, maybe you go McCarthy. But I feel like that's a place that, I mean, Desmond Ritter's not the answer, right? So you could go out and get a veteran quarterback. There's a lot of rumors of Kirk Cousins and all that. Boy, that's an expensive proposition. I would rather take one of these kids because, again, I think all six of these guys can ball. If I'm the Falcons, you know, you're in a way, you're probably in the same position as the Giants where maybe you give Ritter the start and nod, and then when he sucks because it's inevitable, you go to the kid. So I could see Drake May there if he's not a Patriot.
Speaking of Ritter, did you see the Raheem Morris press conference from the Combine where he essentially like guaranteed that they were adding a quarterback in some form?
He should.
He goes, well, obviously, quarterback is a big hole for us, and maybe if we had a quarterback, I wouldn't even be standing here in front of you doing this interview.
I love the transparency, and you know what? He's absolutely right. Jump down to 12, the Broncos pick. I think Bo Nix makes a lot of sense there. He had a great combine, as I said. Seems to be a perfect fit for what Sean Payton wants to do. Sean Payton loves accuracy. That's what he loves. Drew Brees was undersized. Didn't matter. You're accurate. We're going to win a ring together and break records. And they did. Russell Wilson's game is not accuracy. Russell Wilson's game is buy time, run around. You know, my co-host, my boy, Sam Panayotovich at Ness, and he always says Russell Wilson plays hero ball. You know, he just runs around, does spins in circles, buys time, and then finds an open guy. That's not what Sean Payton wants to do. He wants everything on schedule. He wants an accurate quarterback. I mean, that is Bo Nix. Again, undervalued as an athlete. He can move around. 75% completion percentage in two seasons with Oregon. I mean, are you kidding me? Plus, as I said, he can move. 38 rushing touchdowns in five college seasons. He was on the Van Wilder college plan. He was there forever. He feels like a 40-year-old. I mean, listen, 61 starts under his belt. Because at Auburn, he was a young phenom. They played him. He flamed out. They couldn't beat Alabama. That's all that matters there. Transfers to Oregon. So he played 5 years. That's a lot of big games. So, you know, as far as rookies go, he's probably the best in this class in terms of plug and play. You just put Bo Nix in, he's ready to rock and roll. I feel like Sean Payton's going to value that. 16, the Seahawks. Michael Penix. I mean, it just feels like a no-brainer, doesn't it? It's like a Disney movie. I mean, they watch this kid dominate college football right in their own backyard. By the way, Seahawks, new offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb, he was the offensive coordinator at UW for Penix. You don't think he knows how to utilize that kid? So that makes sense. But then this week, you know, I'm hearing all this stuff like these reports, the Patriots are out on Drake May. They're not in love with him. And if that's the option at three, they're likely to trade down out of the number three spot. Now, listen, I know some of you want that to happen. If so, call me because I want to hear your plan. 617-779-7937. I'm not knocking it. I get it. You trade down. Maybe you get a Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe you get Joe Alt on the offensive line. Now you got a bookend tackle for the next decade. I get it. I do. But I just want to hear your plan because for the record, I'm not in favor of passing on any of these kids. But at the number three spot, you're likely picking between Jaden Daniels or Drake May, whoever's left. Let's assume it's Drake May. Now, I want this team personally to hit the reset button on the most important position in all of sports. I just don't believe that this team needs to be on a full rebuild like I know a lot of you think they need. I don't believe that. In fact, I see a lot of examples of rebuilding on the fly that works in this league right now. You pick the right quarterback, and that quarterback can ball out. I mean, you're much better overnight. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but let's face the facts. The defense is ready to win now. No one's going to argue that. They have to stay healthy. But talent-wise, and assuming Mayo keeps at least the status quo, that defense is ready to win. You can draft offensive. Now, I get it. You have to have a stellar draft class. But this can happen with the right evaluations and people doing their jobs, right? So if you have a great draft class, you'll get a couple weapons out of that, and you'll get the quarterback out of it. We have examples of this. Texans got the right head coach hire, rookie head coach, got the right rookie QB. Look at them. No one knew who the hell Tank Dell was until Tank Dell goes off. Then it's like, oh, they got him in the – listen, these are hitting on draft picks, hitting on hiring the right coach. How about the Colts? The Colts were a mess after Andrew Luck retired. A mess. They went to Matt Ryan, who was 157 years old. What happened? He was 157 years old. Then they gave the shot to Carson Wentz. We know he sucks. I mean, it was a mess. They draft this kid out of Florida, Anthony Richardson. Everyone says, well, he's a little too raw. Boom. I mean, this kid's a rock star. Now, they were smart to have a veteran backup as insurance and Gardner Minshew, and it worked out. They had a really good season, almost made the playoffs. Patriots can do the same thing. Draft a kid, in my opinion, Drake May. Get a veteran. I don't need Mac Jones anywhere near anything around here. Get a veteran QB to back him up, and we'll see what happens. Listen to Tom Curran's breakdown. I'm hearing a lot of this, and I want to defend Drake May quickly on the other side.
The more I watch the three quarterbacks, the further I see Drake May away from the other two. Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams do things that make you say, well, that's a unique player. I've never seen somebody do that at that level where they pop off the screen. And you can roll through the guys who are at the tops of the drafts. I remember Matthew Stafford, first time I saw it, I'm like, God, who was that? During a Georgia game, I thought Jared Goff was a guy, for instance, he went number one overall as well. Drew Bledsoe, to go all the way back to the last time the Patriots were drafting a quarterback this high. There's really very little about Drake May that makes me say, wow, I that surprises me. That's something that I don't see the other guys doing. Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams are both players who can be breathtaking at times. I'm not seeing breathtaking plays. You see good plays, you see outstanding plays, you also see a fair bushel of what in God's name was that? What was he looking at on that play? So with a 21-year-old, you can winnow that out, but there's a significant drop-off in my mind at this juncture from 1 and 2 down to 3.
Okay, he's right, but here's the thing. I think he's missing it a little bit. Caleb Williams, right, and Jaden Daniels are the top of this class. I don't think anyone's questioning that. What appears to have happened as you evolve and you evaluate this talent and time has gone on, we get closer to this draft, it appears as though Drake May is in that second crop of QBs that we just talked about. The Bo Nixes, the J.J. McCarthys, the Michael Penixes. I think his ceiling is higher than any of those guys. So even if at 3 you feel like, well, he's not as good as the guys who went 1 and 2, well, duh, that's why those guys went 1 and 2. So he's the top of that next crop, Drake May I'm talking about, at 3, then you take him. You don't overthink it and say, oh, you know what, he's not as good as those other two guys, so we're going to pass. I mean, a kid needs to be developed, but so do all these guys. 617-779-7937. My question to you, will the Patriots be making a mistake not drafting a quarterback in the first round? Or would you prefer that they don't? Do you want them to trade back, get more picks? Do you want Marvin Harrison Jr.? Do you want an offensive lineman? What do you want? Because I'm making it very crystal clear, I want the quarterback. 617-779-7937. Call me. Get in here. Tell me how you're fixing the Patriots in the draft. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram as well. Coming up next, your calls on this all show long. Plus, at the top of next hour, I'll tell you one bright spot coming up for you this baseball season that has nothing to do with the Red Sox. All that and more. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins and Penguins are about to get underway over at TD Garden. Puck should be dropping here in the next couple minutes. For the Bruins, defenseman Hampus Lindholm is slated to return after missing the last 9 games due to a lower body injury. Linus Ullmark gets the start in net for the Bruins after what appeared to be a tumultuous trade deadline for the goalie. The Celtics will look to snap their mini 2-game losing streak when their West Coast trip continues in Phoenix tonight when they'll take on the Suns. Jaylen Brown is listed as questionable while Jason Tatum is listed as probable. Tip-off is scheduled for 8:30 p.m. The Red Sox are down in the Dominican Republic for 2 spring training matchups against the Tampa Bay Rays. Cutter Crawford will be making his 3rd appearance of the spring. First pitch is scheduled for 5:05, and that game can be heard right here on 93.7 WEI-FM. Over in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns and Denver Broncos have struck a trade. Cleveland will receive wide receiver Jerry Jeudy in exchange for a 5th and 6th round pick in this upcoming draft. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler is reporting that the Patriots were among the teams who were interested in acquiring Jeudy's services. Finally, the Revolution are in action tonight. They'll be on the road to face Atlanta United. The Revs are looking to acquire their first MLS win of the young season. My name is Zach Coe, and that is what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yep.
If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread.
No problems on the Travis Thomas Experience per use. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and on Twitter. Hit me up. I'm a great follow, baby. Yeah. So look, I open the show by saying, you know, I just, as we get closer to the draft, in fact, I haven't been in here. I wasn't here last weekend. So I walk in, I see this fancy schmancy NFL draft Patriots countdown clock here in the studio. It's beautiful. And 47 days, 3 hours and 34 minutes from the draft. And so, you know, that's where I started with. I have been very clear for the record that I want a quarterback for this team. I'm not playing any games here. Don't talk to me about trading for this guy or, well, you know, Kirk Cousins is our, well, you could trade maybe for Justin Fields or, no, draft me one of these kids. I mean, look, I am a college football junkie. I need rehab for how much college football I watch. I love it. And I just laid out for you to start the show, there are 6 college quarterbacks, in my opinion, that belong in the first round. In fact, I gave you a home for each one of them. And that's not including the Patriots. Bears should take Caleb Williams. Duh. He's the best one in the class. And the biggest complaint of him is his attitude. You know what? A coach helps that. A front office. A stable franchise. I.e. not the Bears. But it is what it is. So Caleb Williams should go 1. Jaden Daniels, in my opinion, should go 2 to Washington because they need an exorcism offensively. They need anyone that can do anything. Can you walk and chew bubblegum at the same time? Check. You can play quarterback for us. This kid can throw and run. I think he works there. J.J. McCarthy makes a lot of sense to the Giants at 6. Drake May, if he's not off the board, to the Falcons at 8. I don't see them letting him slide any further than that. The Broncos, Bo Nix, feels like a perfect marriage with Sean Payton. The Seahawks, boy, does anyone know Michael Penix better than him? I mean, he balled out in their own backyard. So these are teams and quarterbacks with perfect homes. I left the Patriots off because I know many of you don't want the Patriots to take a quarterback at number 3 overall. 617-779-7937. Tell me why, if that's the case. I want one, and I want Drake May. Now, as time goes on, what we've come to realize is, you're starting to break these QBs up into tiers. Originally, the big three was Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. And the debate immediately was, well, who's the best out of that crop? Time has gone on. Eye in the sky don't lie. Talent evaluators have looked at all the tape. You've had interviews with these kids. A bunch of them have worked out. Pro days are coming up, so we'll get more. But it appears Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels have pulled apart from the rest of the pack. Not a problem. As someone who's watched all these guys, they are a cut above all the rest of these guys. So that makes sense to me. But you're picking third, meaning you have the first pick of the second crop of quarterbacks. So if you break it down in that way, Drake May, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, four dudes. Listen, you can rank them any way you want, but number one's Drake May. Number one's Drake May. Michael Penix does not have the mobility. He's a pocket passer. He is. Not knocking him, just telling you the truth.
Not to mention Penix's injury history. He's already torn his ACL twice. I think both knees have gone. And he had a shoulder injury.
And that's why he's not as mobile. When Michael Penix started in college, he was at Indiana. He was dual threat. But the injuries took that away from him. Now, he uses those gifts that he still has to buy time, but he ain't running away from you. J.J. McCarthy doesn't have the size as Drake May. And I don't believe he's the athlete that Drake May is. So I'm gonna ding J.J. McCarthy there. If you put Drake May with that Michigan team and Harbaugh, you don't think he'd have the same G-damn results as J.J. McCarthy did? Of course he would. And he'd have more highlight tape. J.J. McCarthy doesn't give you highlights because that's not his game. He's the college version of Brock Purdy, what we see in the NFL now. You can win with him, but he's not going to necessarily win you any games. He's just not going to lose them. That's a big difference. Now, the debate to me is Bo Nix. I'm a big Bo Nix fan. I am. Love him. But I think there are certain teams where Bo Nix is the perfect fit. I think Denver makes all the sense in the world. I gave you the numbers to start the show. 75% completion percentage in two seasons with Oregon. Dude is as accurate as I've seen. But guess what? It goes back to the same thing. Drake May's a better athlete. Drake May's bigger. In the games I watched UNC and Drake May, I'm going to tell you a couple things that stood out to me about him. A, above all, his team sucked. I mean, again, let's be honest. J.J. McCarthy had an all-star team around him at Michigan with an all-time coach in Jim Harbaugh. My God, bro, just don't crash the car and we'll be fine. And he was. Bo Nix bounced around. I mean, he was asked to be the savior at Auburn, and he wasn't. He wasn't. Sorry, you're not the savior. It doesn't mean you're not good. He goes to Oregon, transfers to Oregon with a real system and a real coach, and they put their arms around him, and look what he did. I mean, he stood toe-to-toe with Caleb Williams. He won big games. Oregon was a real player. So Bo Nix is the truth, in my opinion. And then don't even get me started on Michael Penix. He had talent around him, too. I mean, how many of these receivers are going in the draft that he had? And do you think his coach could coach? Who'd he take the spot of at Bama? So, listen, all I'm saying is Drake May did more with less than any of these cats. Any of them. I mean, Caleb was in Hollywood, for God's sakes, with Lincoln Riley. In a system that was made for him, damn near. Jaden Daniels. You don't think LSU has skill, five-star skill position players all over the place? Of course they do. Drake May was at a basketball school making things happen. His offensive line was horrendous. His best receiver wasn't allowed to play. I mean, this guy still made things happen. I saw him running for his life, picking up plays, sustaining drives with his legs, picking up first downs, getting folded in half with some of these hits, getting right back up, standing and delivering strong in the pocket. He's a big body. I mean, he's a prototypical quarterback in terms of his measurables. Tough, gritty. They won games they didn't have any business. Don't even get me started from a gambling standpoint. They covered spreads because they were in every game that Drake May played in. Now, he got banged up, but that I just told you why. So, guess what? That's what the NFL is, brother. You're not surrounded by top talent at every position in the NFL. You lose guys to free agency. You lose guys to injuries. You lose guys to trades. Drake May's already NFL-ready in that way. Does he need development for footwork and some of those things? Does he need to be coached up and developed? They all do. I think Drake May at 3, I still feel comfortable with that. Now, again, I want to hear from you, 617-779-7937, because I understand, listen, trade back, get more picks. Hey, you could get an offensive lineman. Joe Alt, to me, is the best one in this draft. You don't have to trade back far. You gain more draft capital, and then you get a bookend tackle for the next decade. Makes sense. Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, this guy is an all-world talent. Here's how talented you know Marvin Harrison Jr. is. No one around here is shook about taking another wide receiver in the first round. No one cares about all the times Bill whiffed on wide receivers because everyone recognizes how good this young man is. So I get it. I do get it. But I don't want to take him over a quarterback. I just don't. 617-779-7937. He's only as good as a person getting him the ball. And I'm not saying Marvin Harrison Jr. grows on trees. He does not. I mean, he is from outer space. He comes once in a lifetime. I get it. But I am saying, if you can get the quarterback right, you can figure out wide receiver down the road. You can. You can figure out weapons down the road. What you can't do in this league is keep kicking the quarterback can down the street. You can't do it. You got to go get one. And I believe, honestly, all six of these guys are going to be just fine in this league. You have an opportunity in this draft to not miss. Now, how about this? Maybe someone will call me with this. 617-779-7937. I'm willing to hear, take a Marvin Harrison Jr. or a Joe Alt at 3. And then trade back into the back end of the first round and get one, maybe get a McCarthy, maybe get a Penix late in the first round. My only trepidation with that is, what are you going to have to give up to do that, A? B, I just don't know if these guys are going to be around long. I really don't. I think all of these quarterbacks are going to go sooner than you think. 617-779-7937. My question to you very simply: are the Patriots making a mistake in your mind if they don't draft a QB at number 3? Or do you prefer that they don't? Do you want them to do something else? Let's go to Matt on line 1. Matt, what's happening, brother? What would you do if you had the keys to the Patriots draft?
Hey, how we doing? Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm with you. I would actually go with Marvin Harrison Jr. based on, I believe we should build the talent around the QB and possibly, like you said, trade backs. I would love to see Penix. His pocket presence is great.
Yes.
Less mobile, like you already said, but I believe he can deliver the ball on demand and not have many turnovers to follow it. Also, we hit free agency. I mean, I know Cousins might be out there.
Yeah.
He could be a good fit if we pick up the wide receiver.
Yep.
I just look at May like being another Mac Jones. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of hype around him, but I just don't see him delivering.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you this, and I appreciate the call, bro, and the kind words as well. He's more athletic than Mac. You know, now Mac also got a bad rap coming out of school. Everyone thought he was a statue, and I thought that wasn't fair. He's not some dual threat dude, there's no doubt. But we saw here, especially in his rookie year, I mean, Mac would take off on you. He scored touchdowns running. He would sustain drives running. He had a lot of big plays using his legs. But you could watch him and see that's not really his game. If things broke down and he had to do it, he can. I'll make you feel a little better here. Drake May is a kind of athlete at the position. You can call running plays for him. You can design runs for him. You see this a lot with Kansas City. Listen, let me stop down before I go further, because I don't even want you to call me, because I'm in a good mood and I'm not trying to argue. Let me stop down. I am in no way, shape, or form comparing Drake May to Patrick Mahomes. Shall I continue? Thank you. Kansas City does a good job of 3rd and 6, big games, big moments. Everyone thinks, well, Mahomes just takes off on you. No, I think a lot of that stuff is Andy Reid designed, where Mahomes will drop back and he already knows I'm running. This is a design run. And they just gut you every time like a fish. That's a Drake May ability. I feel like if you draft a Drake May, that's a wrinkle you can add to your offense. He's that type of athlete. He is a quintessential dual threat. He can run. He is capable. I also think I think it's a benefit that he played with lesser talent at UNC. I mean, it is not a mistake or a coincidence that most of these quarterbacks that hit in this league coming out of the draft are from smaller schools or, you know, not the heavies. I mean, how many Ohio State and Alabama quarterbacks have we seen fizzle out in the league? I'm not just talking Mac Jones. I'm talking history, right? Why? Because it's an embarrassment of riches at college. That's not the NFL. So a lot of times, you know, your quarterback from Roast Beef Tech, who's used to playing with a guy who, you know, when his college career is over, he's going to teach Sunday school. He's not playing in the NFL. When they get to the league, they're more battle-tested in that way, because they're used to not being surrounded by elite talent. I think you get a little bit of that with Drake May as well. He does need to be coached. He does need to be developed. But that's all of these kids. I think it's a bad rap to just act like, you know, he needs to be turnkey. The only one in this, well, two, well, three, I guess. The only three guys in this draft who to me are turnkey: Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, dud, are going 1 and 2. But I'm telling you, I think Bo Nix. But that's only because he has so much experience in big games. And his game is what it is. He's already at his ceiling. I mean, like, he's super accurate. He's not going to get rattled in big moments. That works in the NFL. But he's as good as he's likely going to be. So it's a little bit of buyer's beware there. But no one around here thinks Bo Nix is going to go 3rd overall. But I tell you one thing, if you trade back, Bo Nix is in the fold. You know, if you trade back into the 1st round, Bo Nix would be in the fold. And I'm cool with that at that point. I just am a little nervous he could be off the board. Now, I heard Zach and What's Trending talking about this Jerry Jeudy trade to the Browns. I actually think that was the worst place Jerry Jeudy could end up. And I know he was in the mix here as well. I didn't want him here either for different reasons. Jerry Jeudy has a maturity problem. He's immature, even still. And at this point, he's a veteran in the NFL. So that's a red flag, right? So where do you send a immature wide receiver with clearly an attitude problem? Tons of red flags going up there. You send him to Cleveland. You can't make this up. With that quarterback that they got going. And I ain't talking about Joe Flacco and all his issues. This is worst case scenario. I mean, what are the Browns doing? Is this the longest yard team we're putting together here? I mean, what the hell's going on in Cleveland? So I'm actually relieved in a sense that Jeudy is now off of the Patriots radar. I'm bummed out because I did see that the Bengals franchise tag T. Higgins, that's someone I really thought the Patriots should overpay for. Because let's face it, kid's going to get a bag whenever he hits the open market. And I don't know if he's going to be worth all the money he's going to get. But, you know, it is what it is. You got the money to burn. It's a need. And I think he can play. And I do believe T. Higgins is good enough to be a number one wide receiver somewhere else away from Jamar Chase, who is also from another planet, like Marvin Harrison Jr. But you know, again, I keep going back to this. This is a big draft for the Patriots, not just the third overall pick, right? In my world, I would take the quarterback at 3. It would likely be Drake May. And then I'm just drafting offensive the rest of the way out. I'm drafting offensive linemen. I'm drafting wide receivers. I get Hunter Henry's back, but I'm drafting a tight end from Iowa. I don't care. I don't care what his name is. Is he from Iowa? He played tight end? Give him to me. I want him. You know, I'll take some running back at depth because I'm tired of Ramondre Stevenson's ankles. You know, Zeke Elliott's 100 years old. Like, let's get some depth at the running back position here. So I would go offensive in this draft, period, if I were the Patriots. But what would you do? That's the question. 617-779-7937. When we come back, we'll keep talking Patriots draft. So get in here. 617-779-7937. And I'll also tell you, I think there's a changing of the guard in the AFC East. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back. You can also follow me, Travis Thomas Experience, on Instagram and Twitter. Travis Thomas Experience, WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Louisiana. Murder on the beat.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and Twitter, or X, or whatever the hell they call it these days. You know what I'm saying. Listen, I actually think we're going to have a changing of the guard in the AFC East this season. We've been talking Patriots draft. Get in here. Let me know what you think the Pats should do with that third pick. Would you take a quarterback? Would you take Marvin Harrison Jr.? Would you take an offensive lineman? Would you pull a Belichick and trade back? What would you do? 617-779-7937. Get in here. I know we got the Sox coming up in an hour. I'm going to talk that at the top of next hour, 4 o'clock. But for now, let's talk some football. Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and Twitter, like I said. So I'm looking at the AFC East, and I'm thinking there's going to be a changing of the guard here. But before I even get to that, man, the NFL is just so good. So I was thinking, how does the AFC East really stack up to the other divisions in the AFC? Because we know the North is just ridiculous. Ravens, Browns, remember the Steelers were a playoff team, 10-7. The Bengals still finished 9-8 without Joe Burrow. It's just insane. So that, no one's going to argue that's the best division, right? You could say that's the best division in football, period. But even the South, Texans came out of nowhere. They won the division. Jaguars underachieved, but we know they're a good team, 9-8. Colts finished 9-8, so they kind of overachieved. The Titans were a mess. In the West, it's really the Chiefs, but you could see some strides by the Raiders. We know the Chargers now have Harbaugh. And look, you know, I don't think the Broncos are far off. The Broncos kind of remind me of the Patriots in a way. I think now, obviously, Sean Payton's a Super Bowl winning head coach and established, but they have a great head coach and they got to figure out the quarterback on the fly. They don't have time for a rebuild there. They're too talented. And, you know, Russell Wilson's been moved. Now Judy's been moved. Peyton's obviously putting his imprint on that franchise, as he should. So they don't feel far off. That's kind of where I'm holding the Patriots, right? I told you to start the show. This is not a gut job. This is not HGTV renovation. Like, I just think they need some offensive help. They need a quarterback. I would like to see them draft one at number 3, likely Drake May. And then you just have to hit a grand slam draft offensively. And I think you're in decent shape. As long as Mayo is not a train wreck, which none of us believe he will be, but there's always a chance, right? But we're all hoping Jerod Mayo is a little closer to D'Amico Ryans and a little less Nathaniel Hackett. Is that fair to say? So I say all that to say I think the AFC East has a chance to maybe be the AFC North this upcoming season. Here's what I mean. Okay, so the Bills rallied to win that division. You remember all year, the Bills were underachieving. I mean, Josh Allen was MVP. That's who he is. He's amazing. But there was a lot of talk about the coach. Maybe it's time. Maybe. I mean, the Bills won five straight to end the season. That's how they won the AFC East. That was the Dolphins' division to lose, and they lost it because they did the opposite. They were a mess down the stretch. Lost their last two. Remember, they just kind of ran out of gas. And what happened? We've seen it happen to finesse teams all the time. It gets cold outside. All of a sudden, you're not as fast. Oh, Tyreek, he tweaked a hammy. I don't know. And all of a sudden, they kind of fell apart, right? How about this? I think the Dolphins win the division this season, and I don't think it will be particularly close. I believe in the regression I saw with the Buffalo Bills. And have you noticed this week? I mean, they damn near cut their whole defense. I mean, everyone was a cap casualty on defense. Like, hey, all you guys on defense, hey, thanks for everything. Get out. Like, wait, whoa.
So remember the Broncos.
So I don't know what the hell the Bills' defense is going to look like this year. Obviously, you go benefit of the doubt with a defensive-minded head coach, but that's a team. Stephon Diggs chirping a little louder. Trouble in paradise between him and Josh Allen. You've already been Josh Allen dependent, and what has it got you? You certainly don't have any Lombardis. I mean, he's decorated. He's a star. Good for him. But what has it got the franchise? Nothing. Meanwhile, you know, the Dolphins, look, they're going to pay Tua. I know. They shouldn't. We all know they shouldn't. But it's really the smart move. Give them the money. Put your arms around them. Continue to build that roster. McDaniel clearly can coach. I think it's the Dolphins' time, man. If Tyreek Hill doesn't get hurt last year, they likely win that division anyways. I think that was the big thing, was Tyreek Hill going out for those handful of games. They were never the same. And then when it got cold, they got their ass handed to them. But I believe the Dolphins win this AFC East division. The Jets somehow, some way, with me and you playing quarterback, went 7-10. I mean, listen, man, that defense is legit. They can run the ball. Garrett Wilson's a star. If Aaron Rodgers can just stay upright, I mean, he's got to be worth, even at this advanced age, even coming off that injury, he's got to be worth a couple wins, doesn't he? So they went 7-10 with Uber drivers as quarterbacks? You mean to tell me Aaron Rodgers can't get them to a 9-8, 8-9 range? I mean, that's pretty damn good. And that's actually where I see the Patriots. I hope with a rookie quarterback, we'll see. But, you know, if the Patriots, let's, for the sake of this conversation, say they go my route and they take a rookie QB, and it's Drake May, and they do have a stellar offensive draft class. So the offense improves overnight, and your defense is stout. In a way, you're built a lot like the Jets in that sense. You just don't have the veteran like Rodgers. But, you know, if Drake May can ball like I think he can, you're probably going to be in that 7-10, 8-9 range. So if you're keeping score here like I am, Dolphins win the division, I don't know, 11-6, 12-4, something like that. Bills right behind them. I mean, Josh Allen's still Josh Allen. They're going to be a wild card team, 10-7, 11-6, somewhere in there. Jets, you 9-8, 8-9 range. Patriots, 7-10, 8-9 range. All of a sudden, that division is right there with the North. Now, what you don't have is you don't have the quarterback star power. I mean, in that AFC North, Lamar, you know, Joe Burrow healthy. We'll see with Deshaun. But, you know, you can't deny he's a star. We'll just see if he can return back to star form. And then all the tea leaves read like Russell Wilson's going to end up with the Steelers. Boy, that's one hell of a quarterback division, isn't it? Oh, my God. But you don't have that. You know, you have Josh Allen. You have Tua, who no one, you know, Tua's okay. You give him his respect, but you're not putting him on the same page as some of these other guys. Aaron Rodgers healthy. And then, you know, I think Drake May. What do you think? 617-779-7937. Just sounds like a really improved division. And I believe the Patriots will be right in the mix. Not at the top. Not against Buffalo. Not against Miami. But I think they're going to be right there with the Jets. Right in the thick of things. I mean, look, they went 4-13 last season, guys. If this team goes 7-10 this year with a rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach, or 8-9, you're moving in the right direction, no? 617-779-7937. Will the Patriots be making a mistake not drafting a quarterback in the first round, or would you prefer that they don't? Do you want Marvin Harrison and one of these veterans? Do you want an offensive lineman? Do you want to pull up Belichick and trade back and figure it out? Get a quarterback later in the draft. Still to come. More on your phone calls on this all show long, of course. But we're going to go ahead and shift gears, talk Red Sox at the top of the next hour. I take your calls on the Patriots draft. We're talking Sox. I mean, we got all the business here. Travis Thomas Experience, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.